The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of The News Show. It's the last day of September. Yep, September 30th, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with data breaches. And this all happens to be over there at DoorDash. Those of you not familiar with DoorDash is, well, it's a takeout delivery company. Well, apparently they had a data breach that was 5 months ago. Yeah, we're only hearing about it now. You know, we're kind of used to this, aren't we? 6 months down the road, by the way. Well, this data breach happened to occur on May 4th. So what was exposed? Well, data of about 4.9 million users. This actually even includes merchants and delivery workers. Now, there is a bit of good news, if there is any in this. If you made an account after April 5th, 2018, seems you weren't affected by this breach. Anything before that, you're definitely in the pool. As far as what was compromised, names, email addresses, order histories, phone numbers, delivery addresses, and yes, passwords. What's even scarier than this, hackers actually grabbed the last 4 digits of some credit card users too. But DoorDash is saying that's all they got. They didn't have the complete numbers or card verification values. DoorDash, that's still not comforting. Oh, and by the way, if you're a delivery driver, hackers got about 100,000 of delivery drivers' license numbers. The only question I want to know is how in the hell did they keep this quiet for 5 months? Well, listen up, UK listeners. Because of a treaty with the US, and because these platforms are based in the US, looks like Facebook and WhatsApp are going to be forced to share users' encrypted messages with the British police. Yeah, this lovely information is actually coming via the way of Bloomberg, and apparently will be implemented, well, tomorrow. And knowing how these things work, I'm sure they'll be doing it right on the dot at midnight. This will compel social media firms to share information to support investigations into individuals suspected of serious criminal offenses. Now, the UK and the US have agreed not to investigate each other's citizens as part of this deal. Sorry, I'm just laughing a little bit. And they're also saying the US won't be able to use any information obtained by British firms in any cases carrying the death penalty. And that's pretty much it. You want any more information about this? You're not going to get it in this press statement. Probably not at all. We are dealing with governments here. And finally, the winner is for the default music app on Android. It's not Google Play Music. Not anymore. YouTube Music has officially booted your butt out. YouTube Music will officially be replacing Google Play on Android 10. And of course, that app will come bundled with all devices launching with the new OS. Now, don't worry. If you're on Google Play Music, it ain't going anywhere. If you get a new device, you're just going to have to go and find it and download it and start setting everything up. Now, obviously, this is Google/YouTube's way of saying, hey, by the way, there is a music service over here on YouTube. Not everything is free there to listen to or watch. And they're basically trying to drive traffic that way. Now, like I said, Google Play Music not going anywhere, at least for the time being. There has been rumors before that it actually might be on its way out. But let's face it, the music service never really ranked up the same kind of, subscriptions as such as Spotify or even Apple Music. YouTube Music has actually performed better over the last few months than Google Music pretty much has done since its incarnation. But for now, Google Play Music, it's safe. For now. You're just going to have to now download the app if you really want to use it. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our home for all of our wonderful BTN shows. Hop on over there and get subscribed to them. Also, check out our blog and review section while you're there, too. Give us a like on Facebook over there at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And come be a part of our BTN community, always expanding and always so much fun. We'd love for you to be in it. Join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment and October 1st edition. Yep, brand new month, just around the corner. We'll be getting caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much for listening.